TED Audio Collective.
In business school, there's a pivotal summer in between your first and second years where the goal is to get an internship that hopefully turns into a full-time job once you graduate. My summer internship was at an investment bank, and it was a great experience. I was learning so much, and I was loving the people, but there was a problem. As the summer progressed, it became increasingly clear to me that investment banking was not what I wanted to do long-term. But I did enjoy it. I developed great relationships with new mentors and peers, people who wanted me to stick around. But I didn't know how to tell them the truth, that I wasn't coming back. I'm Madhu Pakinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Gayla Jackson, a career and life management coach. In this talk, she gives both practical advice on how to leave a job and highlights how quitting can truly be transformational. Then after the talk, I'll share how I broke the news to my former employer. But first, a quick break.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Blockchain, NFTs, AI. What does this mean for you and me? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, host of the TED Tech Podcast, where we bring you the latest innovations and biggest ideas in tech. Tech is evolving fast and it affects our lives, from the metaverse to the watches on our wrists. You'll learn why people in AI make good business partners, about our future self-driving robo-taxi, what the next generation of Siri, Alexa, Google looks like, and a lot more. Find TED Tech on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
When you're fed up with your job, it can be tempting to do something big and dramatic. To yell, "I quit," during a meeting and peace out. Or post a video on social media calling out your former employer. But quitting well can actually be an opportunity for growth. Quitting well is important, clearly, because it impacts many of us at some point in our career, and because there are some bridges you just don't want to burn. Every industry is its own small world, and word can travel fast. Quitting well is also important for you. It's a time where you can practice caring for yourself and really clarify what you want and need when it comes to your future work life. Here's how to leave your job with courage, confidence, and clarity. First, I want you to find courage in leaving your job. That requires some reflecting. The people I work with rarely go through the job search process because they want more money. There's almost always a deeper reason why they're moving on. I want you to be able to identify exactly what that is. So what about this job felt out of alignment with your goals and values? What tasks and experiences did you enjoy, and which of your skills and strengths felt underutilized? What would make for a better fit in a work environment? By pinning down those deeper issues, you can come back to them anytime you feel unsure or scared. Once you've asked those big questions, make a checklist for what you want in your next role. Now, prioritize your list. Maybe you feel drawn to work for a mission-driven company, but don't care as much about its size. Maybe you'd be cool with a commute for the right opportunity to really grow in a role. Maybe you value decision-making responsibilities, but don't rank creativity as highly. Maybe you're interested in a particular benefit, such as equity, and would be willing to rank salary a little lower. One thing I found to be really helpful is to imagine the strongest, boldest, most courageous version of yourself and ask, what would that version of me be doing next if there was nothing in their way? The goal with this question isn't to figure out everything for your career for the next 20 years. It's just too big. Instead, try to identify that step that will point you in the right direction, the one that will give you courage. And once you have it in mind, I want you to set some goals, but not outcome-based ones like find a new job in 3 months or get a position at a major tech company. Instead, I want you to set process-based goals as they're much more within your locus of control. A great goal could be every week, I want to reach out to someone new in my industry or network, or every day for the next 90 days, I want to dedicate 45 minutes to my job search. You want to create great habits while you pursue your goals. You'll be more likely to achieve the outcomes you want. Second, I want you to have confidence in leaving your job. That means digging into the details. If you're leaving before having another job lined up, start by doing a financial checkup so you know how much it costs you to live each month. Total up all your non-negotiable expenses to get that baseline figure and try to have 3 to 6 months in savings so you have a safety net and can handle emergencies. If you're in a country like the United States where health insurance is often tied to your job, look into all of your options and get clear on what kind of plan will be best for you. And while you're at it, comb through the nitty-gritty of your package and know what vacation time and bonuses you'll be owed and how long you'll have to cash in any stock options. Essentially, this step is all about getting a holistic view of what your new financial reality will be so there are no surprises. Once you've reflected on what's next, gotten ready on the financial end, that should bring you to the place where you can leave your job with clarity. When you give notice, make sure to give the right amount of time. 2 weeks is customary in most places, but it may depend on your role and any projects. Talk to your manager about how you can close things up on a good note and consider putting together a transition memo with the details on all of your responsibilities so others can step in and take them over. As you're getting ready to leave, think about strengthening relationships. Invite those people you're close to for lunch or coffee and tell them your plans. Get their personal contact information and lay the groundwork to stay in touch. And really do it. So many people don't. And while you're at it, reach out to those senior leaders you've always wanted to connect with but never have. Ask them if they have a few minutes to chat. If you feel nervous about it, just be authentic and let curiosity be your guide. Why do you want to know this person? What do you hope to learn from them? Share that and there will likely be an open door, which is great because these relationships and connections can be so powerful to carry forward. If you have the resources, I also invite you to consider taking a career break, whether it's a couple of weeks or a couple of months. I've seen a lot of clients do this and it can be so powerful. It puts you in an active position, sure of what you want and willing to wait for it rather than limiting your options to what's available right now. So instead of jumping right into looking for a job, take that time to debrief. Start sharing what you're looking for with your network. It's much more likely that your next step will come through your network than through applications. Don't worry about specific titles or specific companies. Just give them the vision of what you're looking to do and what your priorities are. This will help them get creative and thinking about where you could be a good fit and get them to think of you when they hear of things that could be a match. Give them the broad target rather than limiting it to a tiny bullseye. If this feels icky, and it often does when it comes to networking, remember it's a two-way street. You can help them achieve their goals too. And you might be surprised what opportunities can come as a result of these conversations. Perhaps they recommend you for a role at their company, giving you a much better chance at landing an interview. Or maybe they mention you to someone else who can open doors for you. The bottom line is that leaving a job, it's a chance to get to know yourself better. It has the power to shake up the status quo and help you see those things that might not be so obvious. So my advice is to hone in on what matters, and from there, you'll be able to chart your path.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Business. That's odoo.com/TED Business. This talk was chock full of good stuff. I feel like we all need encouragement when we're about to take a big leap, like quitting a job. It's stressful, And as you know, I'm a stress researcher, with one of my favorite phrases being, date your stress. What do I mean by this? Each of us needs to understand our stress intimately, because understanding your stress is really about understanding yourself, which is what Gala is trying to get us to do when deciding it's time to leave a job. And not just leaving a job, but leaving any situation you don't need to be in. When you quit your job, you need to date yourself. What is it you want? How do you want to spend your time? What feels important to you? What makes you feel alive? Okay, now back to my summer internship. What did it mean to date myself before sharing my decision to not return to the firm? When I really took the time to think about why I was so worried about sharing my decision, I realized my concern had less to do with the people around me and more to do with myself. I'm a people pleaser. It's just the way I'm wired. And I was afraid that by declining my offer, I was letting my newfound coworkers down. But I also knew the voice inside that kept telling me this wasn't what I wanted to do was one I should trust deeply. So I told them I wasn't coming back. And guess what? They were so angry at me. Just kidding. They weren't at all. Because I was honest and vulnerable with them about what I needed and why investment banking couldn't quite meet my needs. That it really wasn't about the firm or the people, but more so about my desire to broaden my base of knowledge beyond the world of finance. And they were really supportive. They respected this decision. And to this day, over 20 years later, I'm still in touch with some of the people I worked with that summer. Understanding your desires and making them a reality is no easy thing. It takes so much strength. But Gala's talk is a reminder that being courageous by quitting a job doesn't have to be the end of something. It can be a fresh start too. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Michelle Quint, Corey Hagem, and Colin Helms. I'm Madhu Bagginola. Talk to you again next week.